Hello, I'm Kenneth Copeland. Every believer has a voice, and it's the voice of victory.
My God has made a way for me.
Hello, I'm Kelly Copeland. Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory. This week, we are sharing with you some very special healing broadcasts that are taught by my mom, Gloria Copeland, Queen of the Healing School. We all love to hear her teach the word about healing because she brings out God's plan and she reminds us that it is one of healing and divine health for us. His word covers everything from getting healed to staying healed. You know, some of you may be believing to receive healing, maybe in your body, your mind, even relationships or in your finances. I would say if that's you, these broadcasts are for you, but you know, let's not assume we need healing or we don't need healing. Let's not assume that our soul doesn't need healing. Let's not assume that Satan doesn't have something out there looming for us that he'd like to do. But when he comes at you and you have the word in your heart, you are ready for anything. Let's take hold of God's promises because this is your time to be strengthened and encouraged. Today, we're going to join my mom as she begins in Proverbs chapter 3. I really believe you'll connect with what she's sharing because it is Jesus and it's His plan and it's His love for you that sent Him to the cross to pay for every bad thing so we could be free.
Today, we're going to start with Proverbs 3:2 in the Amplified Bible. We'll just go over healing scriptures. Now, we're taking our medicine. That's what we're doing. Proverbs 3:2 says, my son, I'm a daughter, who's a son? I'm a daughter, you're a son. Forget not my law or teaching, but let your heart keep my commandments. Now, that's the key to prosperity. That's the key to healing. That's the key to a happy life, a happy marriage. That's the key to everything that you need in this life. And you've got to have the Lord to help you. Let your heart keep my commandments. And here's a great positive end of that, one of them. For length of days and years of a life worth living, tranquility inward and outward and continuing. This is the part I like. Through old age, till death, or continuing through old age until you depart from this place. That's what death is, you know. Death's not really spooky. I mean, people have made it spooky, but what is death? When you die, your spirit is going to leave your body, and your body will have no life because you are a spirit. You have a soul, and you live in a body. So the next funeral you go to, think about it. He's not there. She's not there. They have gone to be in another place. I can't tell you for sure where, because I don't even know them. But they are not in the box. The body's there, but they've departed. And you have to make your reservations ahead of time. You can't wait until you leave and then decide, do I want to go up or down? No, you make that decision while you're here. You know, somebody might have drugged you into this meeting, and your boss might have made you come to the meeting. You couldn't refuse him. And you don't believe any of this stuff you've heard so far. Well, believe this. One of these days, you'll leave your body and you make your reservations in this life. And if you don't have any reservations, your lodging will be decided for you. So we make Jesus Christ the Lord of our lives and we don't fear death. We don't have anything to fear in death. What is death? Death's a departure. It's a leaving. I'm a spirit. I live in a natural body while I'm here in the earth. I have a soul, my will, my mind, my will, and my emotions. But when I leave, I'm going to leave the body. And the rest of me, because I have made reservations, is going to be with the Lord. So we don't have, those of us who have been born again, that's why it's called born again, you get born over again to be one with Him. Those of us who are born again, we don't have anything to fear in death, but yet we want to live out the full number of our days because we want to fulfill all we're called to do. Amen? I don't think I've preached my last sermon yet, so I haven't fulfilled what I'm called to do. Whatever you're called to do, you're probably not going to go today. Why? Well, you've got a life to live. And if you want to live long and live strong, you can do it on the Word of God. And you can be assured of where you're going. Hallelujah. So this scripture says, "Forget not my law or teaching, but let your heart keep my commandments." Now, the commandments, we keep the commandments, and it's to our advantage while we live in the earth. And it's certainly to our advantage when we leave the earth. Because if you do the commandments in the earth, then the Bible teaches us that things go well with us. And I like that, don't you? I love to have days of no trouble. I like for things to be well with me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And you can walk on the Word of God, and it can be that way all the time. Will you never have trouble? No, you might have some trouble turn up. But you'll have the answer. You'll know what to do. You'll have faith. You can act on it. You can fix it. For length of days and years, years of a life worth living, and tranquility, inward and outward, continuing through old age. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We shouldn't have any fear of old age, not with this scripture. Life worth living, tranquility, through old age, all the way through old age, till death or till departure, these shall the words add to you. These shall they add to you. Hallelujah. Ken and I have been walking in the Word, I don't know, 46, 47 years, a long time. We've been walking in those words. Things have gone well with us. Do you think that's an accident? No, it's because we've been living in the Word of God that things are well with us. It's because we've been living in the Word of God and acting on the Word and obeying the Word that we feel good at our age. Glory to God. We've got the life of God in us, quickening our mortal flesh. What does that mean? That means the Spirit of God will make alive your natural body. If you don't feel good when you get up in the morning, you get in the Word and you start acting on that Word. And you get to feeding on the Scriptures and on the things that tells you you should feel good. The Word, attend to my words, the Scripture says. Put it in your eyes, in your ears. It's life to your flesh. Hallelujah. So this says length of days and years of a life worth living. And that's what we're all experiencing right now if we're on the Word. And tranquility, inward and outward, continuing through old age till your departure or till death, the Amplified says. These shall the Word of God add to you. Then the next scripture says, let mercy and kindness, shutting out all hatred and selfishness, let that not depart from you or forsake you. This Amplified says, you know, you can't live in strife and unforgiveness and all that and expect to have a well body or a peaceful life. Why? Because that's out of love. What is our commandment? To walk in love. So if we're not walking in love, okay, here it is. Love's not touchy, fretful, or resentful. If you're touchy, fretful, or resentful, you're not walking in love. And things are not going to be well with you, and you're not going to be happy. I'm telling you, as many people as there are in the world, if you're touchy, fretful, and resentful, you will not have a happy life. There's a lot of people in the world, a lot of them are selfish. Some of them are mean. But we can live free. We don't have to be touchy, fretful, or resentful. This will help you live long. Walking in love will lengthen your days. Why? Because when somebody does something to you, that makes you mad, or they do something that's wrong to you, you don't even have to give it another thought. You can just say, "Ah, I forgive them that. I'm not taking any offense at that." And what is taking offense? That's strife. Strife. When you get out of love, somebody does something to you. Maybe they actually did you wrong. Well, if you don't want it to affect you, forgive them and walk away. Amen. And that keeps you in peace. And whatever it was, probably not all that serious anyway. You know, people get offended at little things. Well, they didn't invite me. Well, you know, I heard they said something bad about me. Well, fix your life so that if somebody says something bad about you, they told a lie. And then it'll be their problem and not yours. Amen. So we learn to walk in love. Love's not touchy, fretful, or resentful. Pays no attention to a suffered wrong. Does not rejoice at injustice and unrighteousness, but rejoices when right and truth prevail. Love, I might not have quoted exactly right, but this is almost simplified. Love bears up under everything, is ever ready to believe the best of every person. Glory to God. Love never fails. Why? Because love forgives. That's the way to live long. That's the way to live heal. Forgive. If somebody does you wrong, forgive them, and you're all right. And then it's their problem then. Amen. So we have to learn how to be peace-loving people. Hallelujah. If we want to live long, we can't be overly sensitive. I'm not going to ask for a show of hands, but if you just examine yourself right now and think, am I overly sensitive? How do I tell? Well, if you get your feelings hurt easily, you're too sensitive. It ought to be nigh impossible for anybody to hurt your feelings. Why? Because you walk in love. If they do you wrong, you forgive them. What happens? You go free, and then it's their problem. Amen? Glory to God. That's not even my message today, but it's a good message. Hallelujah. So for long life and length of days and a good life, a fun life, a life worth living, inward, outward, all the way until we depart from here, hearing the commandments will, and obeying them will give you that life. And so this says, in all your ways, in verse 6, in all your ways recognize and acknowledge Him, and He will direct and make straight your paths. Well, how do we acknowledge Him? In the Word of God. We acknowledge His Word. We have the written Word. What an awesome thing that is. And so we get in there, we see what He says to do, and we do it, and that makes straight and plain our paths. Amen? So anybody can have victory in this life. Bible says this is a victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. We can believe what the Bible says. We can obey the Bible, and we can live in healing and health and victory and prosperity. Verse 7 says, be not wise in your own eyes. Reverently fear and worship the Lord. And here's a key to good health and prosperity and everything good. Here's a key to the blessing. Turn. The Amplified says, turn entirely away from evil. Does that mean I turn away from evil Monday through Friday? Or does that mean I can watch evil on television and put naked women into my eyes? Or what's even worse, naked men? Only have a little. Well, I got to make it plain. No, you shouldn't be putting that in your eyes. No, God gave them fig leaves for a reason. That was to cover up. But what does the world do? They want to take it off. So we can't live like the world. And we can't feed on things with our eyes and listen to cursing all the time. Can't go to movies that curse all the time. Watch movies on your television that curse all the time. We're not under the curse. We're under the blessing. So if we want to live free and we want to prosper supernaturally and we want to live whole and well in our bodies, we cannot live like the world. It's the world out there that's got the sickness and disease. People that live a right life before the Lord, our statistics would be much different than the world because we give God place. Amen? And we obey Him. And the things He tells us to do brings us to health. He tells us what to do to live free. He even told the Israelites exactly what to eat and what not to eat. And that was for a reason. Because sometimes we won't get into it. It's a very unpopular subject. But sometimes people are sick because they eat junk. They eat sick food. That's right. Nobody wants to hear that message. But it happens to be true. All right. So in all your ways, know, recognize, acknowledge Him, and He will direct and make straight your paths. Be not wise in your own eyes. In other words, don't let pride have a place in you. Reverently fear and worship the Lord. Now listen, turn entirely away from evil. Yeah, but if I don't go to those, if I don't listen to that cursing, I won't ever get to go to a movie. Well, you could watch old movies on a curse-free if you had to, or do something. You know, you can't watch trash and trash not get in you. This is turn entirely away from evil. It's not just things like that, but strife is evil. It's confusion and every evil work. Don't let strife into your life. That makes people sick. Gets them all stirred up. Turn entirely away from evil. It, turning away from evil, shall be health to your nerves and sinews and marrow and moistening to your bones. It'll be health to your body to keep your eyes and your ears in the right place. Hallelujah. And to obey God. What is evil? Well, selfishness is evil. Wickedness is evil. What is good? Well, love is good. Walking in love is good. Walking in peace. Love. Here's the fruit of the Spirit. It's all healthy. This is healthy stuff right here. Love, joy, peace, patience, goodness, kindness, self-control. Seems like I left one up. Kindness, gentleness, self-control. That's healthy stuff. Glory to God. That's how to live long and live strong. Walk in the Spirit. Let the fruit of the Spirit be manifest. What happens? What do we do when we fly off the handle and we get mad? Well, a lot of people are sick because their tempers are so active and it affects your body. But what should we do as believers? And we know what the Word says and we know what the fruit of the Spirit is. We should yield to that fruit. See, we're born again and the fruit of the Spirit is what's on the inside of us. This other trash, rage and violence and cursing and all that, that's on the outside. If we're born again, the fruit of the Spirit's on the inside. So what do? We learn to live from the inside out. And when we do that, we're healthier. See, love, joy, peace, patience, goodness, kindness, gentleness, self-control, that's life and health for the body. Glory to God. It's the fruit of the flesh that causes us to have a weakness in our body. So we're word people. We've got a great advantage. We should live a long, strong life. Hallelujah. Yeah, well, if I keep getting healed, somebody asks, how will I ever die? It is no problem to die. No problem to die. All you have to do, you can be perfectly healthy. You can be in a well body. You can be 119. And if it's your, if you've lived out the full number of your days and you're ready to leave, you're right at 120, you've made the mark, and it's time for your body to die. What do? You leave your body, and the body dies. Do you have to get sick? No, you don't have to get sick. You just, God calls you home, and your spirit leaves your body. Your body's dead. No life. It's just a piece of meat. They have to deal with it, fix it. They'll paint it. Hey, you'll look really good. You might look down at your funeral and think, man, I never looked so good. They'll have somebody do your hair, put makeup on you, probably buy you a new dress, put you in a silk box. You'll think, man, I look pretty good down there. But I'd rather be up here. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Heaven's a real place. We're really going there when we leave this body. Bless the Lord. But while we're in the body, we believe to stay healed and to live out the full number of our days. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
I want my people well is what the Lord spoke to Gloria Copeland. That message would become the call of God on her life and ministry.
God is so good and patient and kind to us to help us come into His will. If our heart's sincere, He can get us into the will of God. And so I just prayed, Lord, I don't know of anything You want me to do, but whatever You want me to do, I'll do it. And so I got through praying. Everybody was still asleep. I went in, I started washing my hair, and it came to me to start teaching healing. And that was such a shock to me. I knew it was the Lord. Start teaching healing in every meeting.
That service came to be known as Healing School. Gloria Copeland taught her first healing school in Atlanta, Georgia in 1979. Year after year, to thousands upon thousands of people, in conventions and victory campaigns all around the world, she has continued to teach this message of healing.
And I'm telling you what, Jesus will heal you. That's what He does. He is the healer. He wants us well. He bore our sicknesses and carried our diseases. And by His stripes, we were healed.
Healing School has always been more than a study time. The Word is taught to build faith in every believer to receive their healing.
The Word does not return void, right? The Word of God is full of power.
Even today, people continue to experience the reality of God's Word for themselves.
I came to this conference for my healing, and I said, Lord, I'm not leaving here till I get it.
Hallelujah!
We take our healing. We are healed. Be made whole in the name of Jesus.
God has given us victory in the area of health and healing. He'll keep you safe from virus, infection, discomfort, and disease when you follow the instructions laid out in the Bible on how to get healed and stay that way. For over 50 years, Gloria Copeland has been passionately teaching people how to apply the principles of faith found in God's Word to take their healing. Get on the road to divine health with your healing prescription package. Listen and participate in Healing School with Gloria's 6-message audio series. Use the scriptures as your prescription medicine to stay healed with the RX Healing Brochure and discover the keys to living well and having a full, healthy life with Gloria's mini book, 3 Steps to the Good Life. There is sickness in the world, but as believers, we know that our weapon is not against flesh and blood, and faith for healing will come as you keep filling your heart with the Word of God. Live symptom and fear free, confident in God's power to get healed and stay healed for a long, strong life.
Request your healing prescription package free from Kenneth Copeland Ministries at kcm.org/TV special or when you call 800-600-7395. Take God's healing prescription. Let the Word of God and these teaching resources help you receive your healing and stay well. See yourself living healthy and whole. Offer good for 60 days. Outside the U.S., shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
Did you believe those words? Because if you choose to believe what you just heard, that Jesus made a way for you to be healed and stay healed so that you can live out the full number of your days, not weak, but strong and healthy, Believe that. Choose it right now, because we're about to pray, and I'm telling you, Jesus is going to do something in your body. Are you ready? Lord Jesus, we thank you for your word. We receive it with gladness into our heart. We open up our soul to you to receive the truth of your words. We rebuke every lie that would be planted in our heart that says, we're going to stay sick. This is incurable. This is that God sent this to us, or there's nothing I can do about it. All of that lies, every lie attached to the healing of our bodies, we pluck it up, we cast it into the sea in Jesus' name, and we receive the truth of what we just heard, and we believe it, Jesus. So we lay open our lives as a living sacrifice. Glorify the Father with our bodies. Heal our bodies now. We receive it by faith in Jesus' name, and we give you all the glory in the name of Jesus. Amen. Isn't that great? Well, you know what? One of the things that you can do to continue to stand in faith, to have faith come, is to keep putting the word in. So we have a free offer for you this week. It's called Your Healing Prescription Package. One of the products is an actual healing service with my mom, and you can listen to this over and over again. You can invite friends. You can play it while your children sleep. You can play it while you sleep. The word goes in your heart. You can have your own healing meeting right in your home, because the presence of Jesus is in these words. And man, if you just lay yourself on the bed and say, okay, Jesus, talk to me right here, right now, He'll tell you more things than are on this product. He'll tell you, girl, you're healed. Mister, you're healed. You can listen to a message a day, but press into the truth to the point that you know that your healer is there to do the work. This is Kelly Copeland reminding you that God loves you, we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory. Go to kcm.org to receive free faith-based teaching resources, such as a copy of today's Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Request it on DVD, CD, or download it straight to your computer or mobile device. Continue to grow in your faith in God and live in the wisdom of His Word. Believe God to bring new visions, His manifested power, and great change in your life.
The Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast study notes will help you dive deeper into these powerful word-based teachings. Get all 5 days of notes at one time. Use them during the week for your personal study time. Download them free at kcm.org/notes. Create a special family devotional time to follow along with the notes as you watch the broadcast. Study the scriptures with your children and begin instilling God's word now. Use these notes to build your faith library and build up a heritage of faith.